we were discussing the importance of distancing meat and milk. So we all know we have to have separate meat dishes and milk dishes, and we were discussing on the stovetop that we have to be careful when things bubble. If you have a meat dish and a milk dish, they have to be distant from one another, that they don't splash onto one another. Now, this is especially important when you take out with the ladle. You're taking out the soup. Don't carry the ladle over a milchik pot. Things are going to drip on it, and every drop is a problem. Let's say you have to add water to the chulin. And next to the chulin, you have some delicious cheesecake you're going to eat Shabbos morning. Heating up on the plata. So you have to be very careful. When you add the water, things shouldn't splash. If you had two pots on the fire, one was meat and one was milk. One pot has your onion and cheese soup for sudash lishit, and the other pot has your chulin. And you move the pots, and as you move them, one touches the other. So call your local Orthodox rabbi. Most often, they'll both still be kosher, but you have to ask. Depends on what's going on, what happened. Now, a person should have separate gloves and separate trays that you put down. You know, you don't put the hot dish straight on the table. So you should have separate ones for fleishik, milchik, and tar. And they have to be labeled, like everything else in the kitchen. The label, we said, is most often a piece of red tape or blue tape. Or totally different ones.
So why does fridge have to be different trays?
What?
Why does fridge have to be different
trays? For the hot food? You're putting down a hot pot with chulin? That's fleishik. You can't put that on the same tray that you're going
to... It
doesn't matter, right? But we say that a hot vessel gives off flavor. So if you're going to put it... if you're going to have, let's say, on your table, you're going to have one of those hot dishes... hot pads, what are they called?
I don't know
what they're called, that hold up hot dishes. You put your fleishik pot with chont on it, it absorbs fleishik flavor. You're going to put your milchik pot in the next meal with...
What does that matter if you don't eat all of that? No.
That's true. But technically, we don't put treif dishes on our table. You're going to have a dish which is going to be treif. The only reason we can do it on the stovetop, that we don't need to have a separate range for milchik and fleishik, there, A, you're not eating off it, B, it's being burnt out all the time, it's in the fire all the time, and C, we assume there's no liquid there that gives off the flavor. So there are many reasons put together. And we mentioned last time that if any food falls down on the grate, on the stovetop, where you're putting where you put the pots, so that's treif. We don't need it. Because we say the stovetop technically has treif flavor. Milchik and fleishik mixed together. So we don't need anything off of that. We wouldn't bring that to the table. You wouldn't put a grate on the table. And when you clean off the grate, we said you have to keep it distant from food. Don't clean off the grate when there are food dishes in the sink. By the same token, whatever grate or whatever item you're going to use to support the hot dishes on the table, so you should have a separate one for meat. A separate one for milk, even though you're not eating off that, but being that you're dealing with hot here, you can't have something non-kosher on your table. On the stovetop, we say, even though the range is technically not kosher, you use it for milchik and fleishik pots. So there we have all kinds of angles to be made of. We mentioned three, there are another one, two, three, there are another few angles to be made of. Here, it's on your table. If food will touch that while it's hot, so then you've made your food trade. On the stovetop, on the range, you don't have food on the stovetop. You have pots, right? So that's why you don't keep a non-kosher vessel on your table. The halacha says you're not allowed to. And by the same token, you should have a separate heat bed to put down the fleishik dishes and the milchik dishes.